Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure. Enjoy.
Let it go. Let it go.
I know, it's going to get stuck in your head. It happens.
Sorry.
It happens. You're a parent, it's already stuck in your head anyways. This is our go ahead and vent bit. If something's bothering you, somebody said something to you, you did something and you just want somebody just to let it go.
Let it go.
This is the place to do it. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
To my wife, I'm 60% sure I'm going to buy a turtle and name it Michelangelo.
Oh, cool. You
can blame Kelly Raspberry for that one. Let it go.
Let it go. I'm going to buy a turtle.
This is from Matthew Black to JC.
Oh, man.
I'm sick of seeing you with no shirt on. Yes, you work out. Good for you. So glad you make your muscles your priority in life. We get it already. So put a shirt on already and
thank you.
And let it go.
Right?
What am I letting go again?
Put on a shirt.
Of letting us all know.
Yes.
I'm not letting you know.
Don't pick it apart. Just take the message as it was intended.
Number one priority is my kids, sir.
Angela.
I'll look at him getting all defensive.
Angela Sullivan writes, to all the women out there who have boyfriends who suck and keep expecting them to change, they never, ever, ever, ever will. Let it go.
Mm-hmm. That's dang right. This is from Amy West. To my son, it's your own dang fault that you failed this school year. You're the lazy A who refused to do your homework every night of the week. Wow. I hope your senior year is just as great the second time around.
Oh.
Shout out, Big Al. Sorry, you can't just let it go.
Man, that sucks.
Yeah.
I mean,
doesn't it, Al?
Getting kept back one grade is bad
but
enough.
Senior year is
but senior year, when
that's
all of your friends are leaving and you got to stay, see, at least I got mine over with in the fourth grade.
That's extra tough right there. Let's go to the phone lines.
All right.
And we'll kick it off with Jessie.
Hi.
Go ahead, Jessie.
To my mother-in-law, who thinks that her second grandson isn't hers, he is yours. He saw the paternity test 2 years ago. He just took after his mom, who has Native American in her, so he can't let it go.
Wow. Wow.
The grandparent.
Wait,
doesn't...
so she thinks that you hooked up with someone else?
The baby doesn't look like the son.
Apparently. She saw him a month ago and sat there and told my mom that there's no way that he is my husband's child because he's got slightly darker skin because of my Native American in him.
Wow.
Wow.
Oh, man.
What do you do with that?
A very uninformed mother-in-law.
Jesse,
you can have,
what do you
like,
do with
these
that?
Two brunettes.
Yeah.
And it'll happen.
Pop out a redhead because there's some recessive redhead gene five generations back.
Or blue
eyes. It happens.
It does happen.
You have got a cruel mother-in-law.
Jesse, hashtag pray for the hater mother-in-law.
I'm going to pray for that hater.
Yeah, that's
have
rough.
A great
that's
day.
An awful thing to have
enjoy,
to deal with.
Enjoy your new son.
I hear Donald Sterling is single. So.
Deep breaths,
we have to let that go.
And let it go.
We got to let that go and move on to Janessa.
Shout out.
To my boss. Stop looking like Grumpy Cat every time you walk into work this morning. It really brings down everybody's mood. Let it go.
All right.
Grumpy Cat.
Next the room.
Oh, sorry about the...
I'm not even kidding. She looks like it.
Will you send us a photo of Grumpy Cat?
Yeah.
We won't post it. It's just for our pleasure.
We just want to see it.
Absolutely. No problem. I've got plenty.
Okay.
We should start the hashtag looks like Grumpy Cat.
Grumpy Cat.
And then just post the pictures of people that look like Grumpy Cat.
Right.
You can do it.
That might take off right there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just full of ideas.
Full of something.
Jenny, go ahead and let your friend have it.
Well, to my friend who's getting married in a few weeks. Yes, I'm missing your wedding to go on the New Kids on the Block cruise. Let it go.
Complete with singing.
Oh, wow. How close of a friend is this?
I've known her about as long as I've known New Kids, so about 30 years.
She should know how important New Kids on the Block is to you.
Oh, man.
Kind of a big deal.
You're a New Kids fan before you were her friend, right?
I met them about the same time.
Oh, okay.
Now, did she book the wedding before or after you booked the cruise?
Well, actually, the announcement for the cruise came out the same week she booked the wedding. So,
What am I supposed to do?
Right. What are you supposed to do? And she's supposed to let it go.
Let it go.
Boy bands before girlfriends.
Where does where does the New Kids cruise go?
Yeah, where's the cruise going?
The cruise is actually leaving out of New York City and going through Bermuda.
Ooh. Yeah.
Does it really matter? We're hanging out on the deck with the New Kids.
Yeah. Exactly.
Nobody gets off the boat.
Just take it step by step, please.
Oh, you got the right stuff, Casey.
Oh,
baby. Uh-huh. Wow. You know what she did
look
there?
At that.
Well played.
See what she did?
Hang tough.
She gave it right back. Hey, oh. Jenny. Uh-oh. Let it go. Yeah, I'll be here all week. Thanks.
All right. Y'all can let it go.
All right. How about one of these?
Yes.
From Facebook. Jessica Anders writes, to everyone that gives me dirty looks, yeah, I got a lot of tattoos. They don't make me a bad person. Let it go.
Mm. They don't. Unless it's like this.
Doesn't make you a bad
Depends
person.
Depends on what kind of tattoos they are.
Jeremy Menchacha.
Shout out.
Writes, to my daughter, you're 14, and your boyfriend broke up with you after 3 days. It happens. Let it go.
Aww,
that's a long relationship.
Love.
Let it go.
Aww.
5 days, that's not first love. That's first love.
You don't know what it meant to her.
5 days.
You don't know what it meant to her.
I got your 5 days.
I got your back, sister.
When you're 14.
It's real.
Dude, yeah.
Like a month, you could be in love.
No, don't you tell her what's love for her.
Tanya, you want to let your daughter know something?
To my daughter, because I am flirty, fun, and crazy, she invites me to concerts. She has met NLT, Boys Meet Girls, Travis Garland, the Jonas Brothers, Good Charlotte, and she almost got lip-locked by Jackson Rathborn from Twilight. That's why you invite me. Let it go.
So she's wanting to ditch mom, but you're the reason all this stuff's happening.
Uh-huh.
No, she wants mom to act a little bit more age-appropriate. And not so crazy because they flirt with me and we have a lot of fun. And then she meets all of them.
Oh, wow.
I want to take you to a concert.
Yeah, you sound like a Kelly Raspberry.
Your daughter.
I promise you, Kelly, you will meet Britney Spears if you brought me.
Yeah, ditch your daughter and take me.
What?
Wow.
Yeah, on her birthday, Jackson was going to plant her right on the lips. She got scared at the last minute and gave him her cheek.
Mm. Wow.
That's a cool mom.
Oh, yeah. You're the only girl watching all those Twilight fans.
You need to make sure you keep your daughter off the celebrity pole.
Off the tour bus pole.
It sounds like she might be heading in that direction.
No, she'll be fine.
Stop
Thanks,
it.
Tanya. Jeez, Al. You telling me
that's wrong, Al.
Let's have our first dude of the day, Fred.
Yeah.
Go ahead, my man.
I want to tell all them bald guys that are hanging on to them ponytails, let it go.
Amen.
Ball guys hanging on to the ponytail.
There's one man I'm picturing in my head right now.
Yeah, me too. We all know one.
Yeah.
The ball guy with a ponytail.
You got a buddy with the ponytail? Just won't let it go?
Yeah. He won't let it go. And he's got like 3 strings on the top of his head and a ponytail in the back, and it just looks horrible. And I'm like, dude, let it go, man. Ball. Give it up.
Hey, Fred, you keep talking to him, man. You keep talking to him.
I'm trying, Big Al.
You keep talking to him. He needs you. You hang in there with your friend, man.
Hey, I let it go a long time ago. I shaved it just like you, Big Al.
My man. You go.
Gotta look good somehow.
I learned it from you, Al.
Thank you, Fred.
Thanks, Fred.
Talk to you later, man.
That's
kind of buddy you need right there. He will keep you in line.
You got just shave the head, my man. You need your buddy to be up front with you. Kayla, you just want to go at everyone, huh?
I just want to go at everyone. Me and my husband have only been married 8 months, and every time I see somebody from high school, somebody that I haven't seen in my family, the first question is, when are you going to have a baby?
Uh-huh.
We are never having kids. Everyone needs to just let it go.
Mm. What about a whoopsie daisy, though?
There is not going to be any whoopsie daisy. There will be a dog. That'll be about it.
It works for you, too.
Yeah, right?
Whoopsie did. Some people just want to travel.
You know,
and have fun.
Ain't nothing wrong.
It is a commitment.
As long as you know that about yourself.
Not everybody's meant to be a parent. It's just true.
Yeah.
And that's the selfless decision.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Take it from me. Having kids is hard.
It's hard. Sometimes you question the wisdom in what you just did.
It is so hard.
I'm going to take it from you, JC.
You have Al, a kid.
I'm just saying. I'm going to still.
You got me all speechless.
Yeah, but I feel like you have them for later. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, you have them, you got to put the work in, but it's really for later.
Yeah, put them in
like
layaway.
You really reap the benefits, like, as they're older.
They're changing
right.
your diapers.
Yeah,
and, you're,
right.
and then you have stuff to do when yeah. you're older.
Mm-hmm. I basically had them so they could babysit me when I'm, like, 79.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, I get upset now thinking about Emma Kelly leaving, and I'm going to be by myself. Mm. I get real upset. I don't want to think about it.
Yeah, but they don't give you stuff to do. You can go visit her.
Do.
You can go visit her in college.
She don't want me to come see her in college.
Parents weekend. Yeah.
Oh, so don't even talk about it.
Kayla? You're on the Let It Go lines. Go ahead.
To my husband's ex-wife, I will not have an early induction just so I can be ready to watch your kids for summer break.
Whoa.
She wants you to have your baby early so you can babysit inside.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, man.
Does she know how tough it is to have brand new babies? In
wow.
Those?
Yeah, she does. She's got some. That's why she wants to get a babysitter.
Hopefully she got the message there, Kayla.
Oh, boy.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Oh, man.
The Kid Nation app. Hear the show and watch it 24/7 on your iPhone or Android. Get it in the App Store right now. Kid Craddock in the morning.
We're minutes away from sending you to Mexico.
Yes!
At the Hard Rock Riviera Maya. But first, after this is all said and done.
Mm-hmm.
If you're one of those people who does not like cats, like me.
Like cats?
Like cats.
Okay. You love kittens. Everybody
I like kittens.
Loves kittens.
Yeah, kittens are cute. I don't like cats.
Why?
I just, something about
them. Just not a cat person.
I like cats.
They're
I don't
so
like,
judgy.
My whole thing is the litter box. I can't stand the litter box. When I was growing up, we had a cat. We had a litter box. But the puppy we had got into it, and the cat refused to go into it again. Mm. So she only used the bathroom
right.
outside. That was the best. Because we had the pleasure yeah. of a cat without having to deal with the nastiness.
Yeah, yeah.
I've had bad run-ins with cats. My my sister-in-law back in San Diego, her cat peed in my luggage, and cat yeah. pee that
yeah,
that's never
bad.
Leaves.
It's done.
That's my those clothes were gone.
But I've had great.
I feel like they judge you and they do that weird thing where they're licking themselves, but they stare at you while they're doing it, and it's just really awkward.
Not like when they get in the litter box and they look at you as they're going to the bathroom.
Yeah,
like it's almost like they're looking at you like, yeah, yeah. you're going to be cleaning this
you're
up.
Yeah, because dogs avert their eyes; they're embarrassed. Uh-huh. Their cats
shame.
Like, oh yeah,
yeah.
yeah.
Check this out.
Yeah.
Check how big this one's going to be, sir.
I might get a cat again one
but
day.
But after this,
I don't know.
After this, I'm pretty sure you're going to like cats.
This is actually a pretty cool story.
Or at least
it
this
is.
Cat.
It's, I can't. Please tell me. Okay, I just won't look at Kid TV.
We'll kick it off first with the dog hero. Because okay. there's a dog hero and a cat hero.
There's a dog hero?
There is a dog hero.
Two separate stories.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Terry,
I know the story about the cat, but I can't watch the video.
Yeah, we're saving that.
It'll be too upsetting.
Do you know, I haven't watched the video yet.
Have you heard the story?
I've just seen the headline everywhere, and I just haven't gotten a chance to watch it. So I wanted to wait and watch it
very
as
cool.
we do it.
That video is probably the biggest video in the country right now.
Watch those when you get to work today. They're real cool.
We'll kick it off with the dog hero.
All right.
Terry McGlade of Zanesville, Ohio. He's a Marine.
Okay.
He served two tours in Iraq and Afghanistan, wow. so thank you, sir. Several years ago, he was injured by a roadside bomb, and so he had to end his service because of that. Since then, he suffered from PTSD and seizures.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So he got a service dog named Major, and he's trained to sense when Terry's in trouble. But he was not trained to do this. Terry started having a serious seizure, and he wasn't able to call for help. You know, you're having
yeah.
a seizure. You
yeah.
can't do anything about it. But the dog realized what was happening. While Terry was on the ground, the dog started pawing at Terry's pocket that had the cell phone in it.
Mm-hmm.
How about that?
Knocks the cell phone out of his pocket.
Wow.
Eventually managed to get it out. And the dog starts chewing on the phone
mm-hmm.
and called 911.
How? Okay.
Shut up. Really? That's weird. Obviously, he doesn't have a security code on his phone.
Yeah, obviously. And because the dog was just stepping on it and chewing on it, he made several calls to 911, which alerted them.
Several calls?
Yeah. Then he ran outside, sat on the curb, and waited for the ambulance to show up.
Wow.
And when he got there, he led them straight to Terry.
And you know what might have happened if his phone is locked? You can make the only call you can make mm-hmm. is emergency
oh, that's right.
when your
that's
phone's
true.
Locked.
That's
so
true.
Maybe,
that might be it.
I bet his phone, because it's like, what are the chances he would dial 911 in the talk button?
Yeah.
I bet
yeah.
it's locked and he was going crazy.
So here's a clip of Terry talking about how Major saved him and how much he depends on Major.
He actually was able to get the phone out of my pocket. Like, I don't have the phone anymore, but if I still have the phone, there's teeth marks on the phone.
Right now, he's my world because he's basically an extension to my body. I don't think I could operate in everyday world without him right now.
How cool is that?
Dog gets
so
phone. Get rid of the phone. phone. So I would have framed that phone
forever.
Dipped it in gold.
Yeah.
So I guess they traced the. Because the dog couldn't tell them where they were.
No, they can follow the signal.
They follow the signal, at least find a general area.
As close as they can.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
And now to the cat.
Okay.
You're going to love cats after hearing what this cat did.
JC's going to get a cat after this.
I am getting a cat after this. Especially if it could be like this cat. So, 4-year-old Jeremy Triunfalino. Huh. I'll just call him Jeremy.
JT.
Yeah, he was playing on a bike in his driveway, and there's video of this. His parents have cameras facing out. So he's on the driveway just playing on his little bike.
Just chilling.
He's in Bakersfield, California. When all of a sudden, it flashes to the other camera on the side of the house, and you see a dog lurking. And you can tell this dog, this is not a good dog.
Up to no good.
Up to no good dog. All of a sudden, you see the dog notices that something's going on around the car. And it's little Jeremy. So the dog starts moving around the car, flashback to where Jeremy's playing on the driveway. Walks up behind little Jeremy, 4-year-old Jeremy, and for no reason, attacks him.
The dog attacks
him. Grabs Jeremy's leg, pulls him off his little bike, and starts doing that side to side thing, shaking him.
I can't watch.
And you're watching this video, and you're like, oh my God, this kid's not going to survive this dog attack. There's no way. This dog is bigger than him. He's stronger than him.
How old is he? Like 2, 3?
The kid's 4 years old.
He drug him off the bicycle.
Wow,
and
hard.
Drag him down the driveway.
So the dog gets maybe 3 to 4 shakes in when out of nowhere comes this cat.
Super cat.
Super cat
flying.
Running out of like a bullet and just bam, straight into the dog. Knocks him off. The dog wants to go back at the kid. Cat says, no, sir. This is my kid.
It's like, rah!
And just starts going off on the dog until the dog runs away.
That's amazing.
Saves the kid's life. And here's the mom talking about it.
He was just playing outside a little bit. I was watering some plants and before he headed on in. And next thing I know, the dog was just there and it was shaking him. And by the time, before I could even get there, my cat clobbered him.
Wow.
She saved the day, chased him away. It was truly amazing. She's my hero.
Cats never do this.
I've never seen a cat do this.
That gave me chills. I take back everything I've ever said about a cat.
I love cats. I love all cats. I love their fur. I love how they lick themselves. I love everything about cats.
Check out that video if you're driving to work right now. Check out that video when you get to work.
As a mother, I can't watch that kid getting attacked.
Yeah, but you see how close the mom was? I mean, she was there.
She was there. It wasn't like she was being a bad parent.
No,
she was in the garage.
Yeah.
But the cat came out of nowhere and saved this kid.
But look at his bite marks and the stitches. It just shows, what he got 2 seconds on that kid.
And Jeremy's 4 years old, and he doesn't speak a lot, but he summed it up quite nicely.
She's a hero.
Yeah,
she's a hero. Well done, cat.
Way to go,
Well cat. Done indeed.
Yeah.
It's about that time.
It is exactly that time.
About that time to start packing and head on off to Mexico if you win this game. You need to call us up at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
On the clock for Hard Rock. We're looking for caller number, did I say 13?
You didn't say anything yet.
I said 13. There 13? We go. We'll do caller number 13.
Got it.
We'll play the game next.
Kelly, Al, JC, and Jenna are back. The Kid Kranick Morning Show.
Yes. How would you like a trip for two to the Hard Rock Hotel Riviera Maya?
I would.
Al, you're actually headed out to Mexico this weekend, aren't you?
Maybe.
He never knows.
I love that sometimes he just goes or doesn't.
You're a random Mexican.
You make those decisions.
Traveler.
You're kind of last minute on the fly kind of guy.
Who knows?
Yeah, I want to know where you get all the money just to do that, because it's so cheap to book a flight 2-3 days before you leave.
Credit card, baby.
Yeah. You don't have to pay, though. Yeah. Just charge.
It's other people's money.
I mean, people look like they surf fares on the internet. They wait the last minute.
Oh, man.
Yeah, man. That's just
totally. I was like,
why do that?
Going?
Why do that?
That's why I used at one time, you remember, like 2 years ago, whatever time it was, I would always carry my passport with me, especially
just
in the summertime.
In case.
In the summertime, the flights are really, really cheap because it's off season for Mexico.
It's so hot.
Yeah, it's really, really hot, though. But, you might be able to get a flight.
Exactly
the last
when
minute.
We're going.
I love it.
Well, you know what's really cheap?
What?
Free.
Yeah, right?
Like this trip we're trying to give away. Let's meet Chris Powell. Hey, Chris.
Hey, guys.
What up?
Tell us a little bit about yourself, Chris.
Well, I am a single father of 4 amazing kids between the ages of 10 and 3.
Single father of 4.
I live in Kentucky, and I'm in sales for a living.
Single dad of 4. Wow. Good job, brother. Happy Father's Day a little bit
early.
Yeah, well, it's Father's Day every day.
Yeah,
this would be
is.
A much needed little break for you, Daddy.
Ooh.
Sounds great. I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, I want him to win.
I do too.
I always want our listeners to win.
You pretty good on pop culture, Chris?
You know, I stay on top of it a little bit, okay. But I tell you what I am good at, I think, is going to help me with this, is I can listen to a lot of TV shows or commercials, have famous actors that do the commercials, and 99% of the time I can tell you who it is very quickly.
So, you're really good at
Okay.
You can recognize voices very well. Good.
Well, I wish you luck, brother. We want you to win.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
Now, right. Chris, did you happen to go grab the bonus visual clue over at KidNation.com yesterday?
Actually, I did not. I was traveling yesterday, so I wasn't able to get on the computer. I've been in the car for about 8 hours yesterday.
It's all right, because you work with your ears better, apparently.
Yeah, and hopefully you listen enough to, you know, us talk on the radio, the Hizzy with Hizzle, the Showbiz Top 5, because we always pull from people we've talked a lot about.
Exactly.
So hopefully it's a celebrity you'll be able to recognize.
Absolutely.
All right, here we go.
Chris, I'm going to play you an audio clue. Kelly will follow that up with three verbal clues, and then you will have 6 seconds to guess who that celebrity is after she tells you to go, okay?
Okay.
Here you go, Chris. Here's your audio clue.
The job that it entails, look at me, I'm 27 years old, and not so much searching for someone to fulfill the role, but obviously, you know, finding someone that would be willing to take it on.
All right.
All right, here's your three clues. Royal, ginger, naked in Vegas. You got 6 seconds and you're on the clock for Hard Rock. Go.
Prince Harry, William.
You said it first, right the first time.
Your first guess.
You knew it had to be one.
Your first guess.
Prince Harry.
Got it, buddy.
He's just throwing names out there.
Yeah, buddy. Tell him what he's won.
Yay. Jenna. All right. This is so exciting, Chris. We're going to fly you and a guest to the brand new Hard Rock Hotel Riviera Maya in Mexico for 4 days, 3 nights. This is an all-inclusive brand new resort. That means you don't got to pay for a thing. Mm-hmm. 9 world-class restaurants to choose from. You're going to have to eat all day, every day. 8 bars and lounges. You have these hydro tubs in every room with views of the Caribbean. There's way more than one pool.
Right.
I mean, this place is expansive and gorgeous.
That is crazy. And what's even nuts about it is I've got a coworker that is on his honeymoon there right now.
At that hotel, at that resort. Wow.
We can give you all the tips.
Yeah.
So you'll know.
Exactly.
Well, speaking of
tips. Holy cow, that's awesome.
Oh, wow. It just hit him.
Well,
the delay reaction.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Who are you going to take?
Well, I'm going to take my amazing girlfriend, Robbie.
All right,
awesome.
Robbie.
I hope Robbie's listening. That's well, maybe not. Maybe you can surprise her later.
I texted her and told her to turn the radio on, but, you know, we've been dating now for almost 2 years, and she is... the fact that she wanted to date a single dad with 4 kids.
Amen.
It says a whole lot about her, and so she's going to be excited.
Sweet guy.
Well,
you know what she's going to be expecting to happen in Mexico, too, now.
Numero cinco,
exactly.
Right?
Yeah, you know. You think about that.
Have you ever been to Mexico, dude?
I have not.
It's going
to
be great.
The Caribbean is another place.
Now, never... Big Al's Mexico tip of the day.
Yeah, this may or may not help you.
Well, Chris.
Sorry, Chris.
Sit back. Let me give you a little bit. Let me break you off a little bit of knowledge about Mexico, or what I like to call my second home.
So far, all the tips Al has given have nothing to do with just going to Mexico.
No, this is going to keep you out of trouble. Chris, what I want you to do, make sure you always keep you 500 pesos in your pocket at all times.
500.
All right? Because usually, that's a little less than $50. But what that will do is 500 pesos will get you out of basically any kind of trouble you can get into. Personally, I got caught peeing on the side of a bank in Mexico one time.
Oh, so classy, Al.
I did. It was at night. I was leaving, like, Senior Frogs or something.
So there's your excuse.
Yeah.
So you went to a bar, not your own.
But I was in Cancun. This is before I was even owned the bar. But 500 pesos kept me out of jail. One time, I rented a car. And I parked it on the wrong side of the street, and they were taking the license plates off. They don't really give you a ticket. They just take the license plates off, and then you have to go down to the municipal whatever and get the license plates back.
Yeah.
$50, 500 pesos kept my license plate. Always keep you 500 pesos on you at all times in Mexico.
There you go. If you plan on committing any criminal act, 500 pesos.
That's what you need.
It only costs $50 to pee on a building.
Yep.
That's
guys.
That's a very valuable tip.
Thanks for nothing, Al. Man.
That's a very valuable tip.
Al's Mexico tip of the day.
Yeah. Chris,
love you, man.
Enjoy Mexico, my man.
I appreciate it. Thank you guys so much. Listen to you every day. Love you guys.
Love you too, buddy.
Thank you.
What a nice guy.
What a nice guy.
You know, Father Ford.
Shout out to Robbie, too. Yeah. He's right.
Hey, Robbie.
Yeah.
And, you know, today's celebrity.
Yeah. Prince Harry?
Yeah, it was Prince Harry. And, you know, there's this new reality show that's about to premiere called I Want to Marry Harry.
Yeah.
It's not the real Prince Harry. It's actually this guy, Matthew Hicks, pretends to be Prince Harry and fools a group of women who compete to try and win Prince Harry's heart. And Matthew is going to be with us in studio tomorrow at 7:45 a.m. Central.
Wow.
His name's not even Harry.
It's Matthew.
They have a spinoff show that kind of spun off from that. It's called I Want to Marry Harry, but it's H-A-I-R-Y. It's about guys that want to marry Harry girls.
Is there a big market for that?
I don't know. I have to wait for the show to come out.
I think that was a joke.
Yeah. Oh, that wasn't real?
No.
Oh, man. I got to learn to catch your humor.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show is back.
Two of our listeners decided they would allow us to name their children.
They really will do this?
Well, they're torn, you know? It's like you have to stick this kid with a name that's going to live and die with them.
It's tough.
It's really tough.
Because you might not agree with your husband. You might not agree with your wife. Then you got to come together and be cool with it. And maybe you mix both names and it's the first and middle name. But then which one's going to be the first name?
Yeah.
So why not just let us do it for you? Like Aaron Deal. Hey, Aaron Deal.
Hi.
How you doing?
Good. How are y'all?
I'm fine.
So you're about to pop, huh?
Yes, 6 weeks.
Oh, six wow. more weeks. Oh, well,
and you're having a
girl?
Yes. I already have a 2.5-year-old little boy named Paxton, and then this one's a girl. Okay.
How long did it take you to settle on the name Paxton?
To be honest with you, last time with my husband and I, what we did was we had about 4 or 5 names that we liked. Mm-hmm. And then once we saw him, we decided to name him by ourselves. And then whenever he met our family, he was in the NICU for just a little bit. When they first met him, that's when we actually gave him his name. And so it was kind of that's when we gave him his identity. So that's kind of what we're hoping to do with this one.
Do they give you a deadline when you have a kid? Do you have like a certain amount of time before you have to name them or what?
I think it's like 48 hours, I think.
Huh. Oh, really?
Because you hear celebrities going a week or so. I don't know.
Yeah, you could change their names, I
honestly,
guess.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay.
All right, Aaron. So
I'm having a real hard time with this girl name.
See, I know we ask you a few questions to learn a little bit about you. I love the names you're leaning towards. So it's hard to read those because then I get a little, you know,
biased.
Influenced, yes. Because you want to go for, you're leaning towards right now for your baby girl, Haley Presley. I love the name Presley. And Skylar.
Uh-huh.
But she wants something different but easy to spell because their last name always has to be spelled.
And your last name is Deal.
Yeah. How about you go with...
And it has different spelling.
Right.
Yeah it's D-E-A-H-L. So you want something simple so you don't have to spell both names. How about...
Correct.
What's the big...
What?
Yeah.
What's the big?
And I was thinking good.
I was just thinking big.
See, now y'all are making this silly, and I went really serious with it.
Big deal.
What's the big deal?
I haven't heard that one before. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
sorry.
Exactly.
Oh,
see, I'm going to tell you what I think, because I've really put thought into this in the 2 minutes I've had your sheet in front of me.
Okay.
Let's make a...
No. Her son's name is Paxton. That's a hip, trendy name.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Here's the name I've picked for your baby girl, should you decide to accept it.
Okay.
Lola Cassidy Deal.
Lola?
Do you like Lola? Lola Cassidy.
Her middle name has to be Ann. A-N-N. It's
Lola Ann.
Name.
Lola Ann. Lola Ann. Ugh.
Oh, then I got it.
Okay.
Deal or no? Deal or no deal?
Where's the Ann?
Oh, deal or
you
no
Ann.
Deal.
Well, that would have been helpful. Now I've got to think of something that goes with Ann.
Okay. Since
Cassidy
your favorite,
Ann.
Since
Cassidy
your favorite
Ann?
Movie star is Tom Hanks, I was thinking... Wilson Ann Deal.
Oh, that is great.
Little girls with dude names are cool.
That is true.
Wilson.
And another name I also love, because I know you like music and you like Justin Timberlake, Coldplay, even though this name doesn't have anything to do with them, but I love the name Hendrix. Like, I've seen that as a little girl name, Hendrix. Yeah.
I like
boy names. How about Wilson? I like Wilson.
Wilson, yeah. You like Tom Hanks. You like Michael Jordan, so maybe Airy?
Stop.
Airy? No, that's for real. I'm for real.
No, because people that make fun of her saying she's hairy.
Airy Ann Deal. That's a cool name, Al. Airy Ann Deal.
Harry and Deal.
Not Harry. Just Airy. Airy.
Airy.
Like, yeah, I see on the sheet that you like Michael Jordan.
Yeah, because you're Aaron.
You're Aaron.
How about this? Since Paxton is sort of like going with a famous, you know, Pax from Angelina Jolie, how about if we go, I love the name that Terry Hatcher gave to her daughter many years ago. I think it's so beautiful, and I haven't heard it a lot. Emerson.
Oh, that's a good name.
Emerson. It's
Emerson
a beautiful name.
Emerson Deal.
And Deal. Emerson might be pretty.
That is a pretty name. I do like that one.
And I also saw a name that I really like, but I don't. You said you wanted to be something that people wouldn't have to ask to spell. But the name Tegan means little poet. And I love the name Tegan. Tegan Deal. But that's, you'd have to spell
like
it.
Like T as in Tom?
Yeah, Tegan. T-E-A-G-A-N. Tegan. Oh, Tegan Ann.
Tegan Ann Sarah Tegan Deal.
Don't quit it.
Wait a minute. You said you want the middle name to be Ann.
It has to be.
So why don't we go with Wheel?
Wheel and Deal.
Wheel and Deal.
Okay, what
Wheel and Deal.
I have one.
Just stick with the girls on this. The men are just not even helpful at all.
What about Dala?
Okay, now
Dollar.
Cross Jenna
Dollar.
Off the list.
Wheel and Deal.
I'm trying to help this woman with a very big decision.
No, what? We are. I mean, I need some time with it, since we're just meeting you.
I know.
Man,
I know some names of little girls that I love. It's like, I know this girl named Chapin, and you never meet another Chapin anywhere. Chapin. Chapin. Oh, that's pretty.
Sounds like a skin disease.
It's not.
Okay, I really like this name. What about Esme?
Esme.
Yeah, from that story, Silas Marner.
Esme Ann.
Esme. Yeah, E-S-M-E. Esme.
Esme Ann.
Any of these ringing true for you? Sounding good?
Esme, I'm afraid that I'm going to have to probably have her spell that for the rest of her life.
Yeah.
So I'm not quite sure about that one. I do like Emerson. I really do like that one.
Emerson Ann. Emerson Ann Deal.
Cassidy and Tegan. I wrote those down.
Yeah, I said Lola Cassidy Deal, but Lola Ann I don't think has a good ring to it. Cassidy Ann, Tegan Ann. That might be too many. Tegan Ann.
And this could be crazy, is what I said, because I already have a Paxton.
Yeah.
And I was trying to do another P.
I love Presley.
Presley's pretty. Presley's pretty. People
and
might.
It's hard to find a name that's good whenever she's little, and then also good whenever she's old.
What about Penny?
Penny
Ann Deal.
Penny
Ann doesn't sound good. Presley
Penny.
Ann. You might want to take one of the. I know you spelled it Presley. I think most people would spell it with one S, like Elvis Presley. Mm-hmm. So that'd be the only thing.
Okay.
Presley. Okay. I would maybe just take one of the S's out and do Presley Ann. That's pretty.
Mm-hmm. Well, here's what we'll do, Aaron. We'll each come up
pretty good.
We'll each
pretty
come,
good deal.
We're not doing pretty good and deal. We're gonna come up with our own names and then we'll put them up at kidnation.com and we'll let people vote.
We'll take it serious.
And then we'll take it serious.
Don't put up those silly names because listeners will vote for that, Al. It's
no,
not funny.
No. We're gonna be serious. You know, we gotta try to put a little humor in a bit. That's all.
Yeah. And then Al
a little bit.
And then Al can show up and sign the birth certificate.
Little bitty deal. Little bitty deal.
All right, Aaron. So we'll put those up.
Okay.
We'll vote, and then we'll catch up with you after you have your baby in 6 weeks. Okay.
Okay. Thank you so much, y'all.
All right.
Thank you.
We have one more.
Okay.
Because obviously that was tough, so we're gonna make it tougher.
I think we pretty much nailed that one.
Christy Hebison also wants us to name her child.
Christy.
Hi.
Oh, I thought you hung up on us because you got scared.
Yeah, no. She was like, "Oh, I can't deal with that."
Now your last name is Hebison.
But you don't pronounce
that
the
makes
I.
It really tough.
Oh.
Hebison.
Hebison.
You just say Hebison, right?
Hebison.
Hebison.
You do say the
Hebison.
Hebison. Okay.
And
all right.
You're having a baby girl also.
I am.
September 15th is your due date. You already have three children.
No,
oh, no,
just
two children. August Paige and Kara Jade.
So a third little girl.
Mm.
Yes.
Man, you got to come up with three girl names.
Well, see, I looked over the questions that Christy answered for us because we wanted to know if there's anything that had some sentimental meaning for you.
Right.
And I see that you like the name Alyssa, and I agree with you. I like Alyssa. I was more hung up on the middle name for you. I thought if you do convince your husband to go with Alyssa, you say the favorite place you've ever traveled is Hawaii.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I thought it'd be really pretty to have a light Hawaiian name as the middle name.
Okay.
How does this sound? Alyssa Leilani Hebison.
Ooh, Leilani. Wasn't that the fake girlfriend from Manti Te'o?
who cares? That's a you're the only one that remembers that.
Well, he's Hawaiian.
Yeah. But here's another thing. You really like Italian food, so how about this?
I have one.
Alyssa Gianna Hebson.
That's pretty.
Gianna.
You also Gianna. Like
that. I want to stick with Kelly
you
real
call
quick
her Gia.
Out, just because she's, I was doing the Italian. I
you
was
going
with the
thing?
Italian. Mm-hmm. And you like the name McKenna was a name you were leaning towards. And you like Italian food. So what about Vienna?
Sausage?
Yeah.
But if you watch The Bachelor, you're like, that is so not going to happen.
And people will call her Vienna sausage all the
yeah,
time.
Yeah.
You don't you want have to think about calling, that on the playground.
You don't want little kids calling your daughter Vienna sausage.
Even though they're mispronouncing it.
Okay, then what about Sienna?
Sienna's pretty.
Sienna's good.
She likes Vin Diesel. That's also what I was going with.
Now, your husband, Christy, wants to name your baby girl Trinity, Apple,
yes.
Enzo, or Raven.
I get the Trinity because she's the third.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's mm-hmm. a good one.
But that's very, what is the word, the movie with what's the word?
The Trinity?
What?
The Blade?
She's saying it and y'all are talking over her.
Oh, go ahead.
The Matrix.
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 Oh, okay.
Matrix, yeah.
Is that what it's from?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But she's also the third. And, you know, for a little boy, it's easy to do Trey or Trip, but a girl, it's Trinity.
Maybe it's Enzo. What about McKenzo? That combines both of what
McKenzo.
You want.
McKenzo.
Yeah, McKenzo.
But I'm with you on the Alyssa. I vote for Alyssa. It's the middle name I was more intrigued by.
Matrix.
See, your husband likes PB&J. How about you call name her Jiff? Jiffy. You know peanut butter? Jiffy Hepson.
Jiffy?
Or is it Jiff?
No, isn't that where you get your car service?
Jiffy Lube.
Oh, no. Jiffy Lube Hepson.
No, no, don't
no.
do that. don't do that.
Is any of this sounding good to you?
You know, well, no, we're not going to go with Jiffy. I think we'll pass on that one.
All right.
Okay, so your husband likes PB&J and Doritos. What about Cool Ranch?
Cool Ranch. Okay, I think you're on to it.
Well, you got to give her Paisley. Oh, you already got a Jade middle name. Paisley.
Yeah, because that would go with the country music thing. Does she like country music?
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, favorite band is Zach Brown.
Paisley Janine.
Chicken Fry.
Hebison. That way you got the PJ. PB&J.
Oh, don't do Paisley Janine.
Paisley.
But Paisley's pretty.
Paisley's not bad.
Kind of cute.
Paisley.
Yeah. I think there's, you obviously see the trend like Presley. Names that end with the L-Y or L-E-Y just sound very good. They're very pleasing, you know?
Yeah, and it's tough with a last name like Hebison. You can't have a name that ends with E-N or... It's
right,
right.
You want something kind of soft.
Sound good with it.
Yeah, that's why I picked Leilani, because I thought it was so soft and lilty. You know what? If Erin's still listening, she wanted a P name. Paisley might work for her, too. With Paxton and Paisley.
We can't do this, remember?
Well, we're still hashing it out.
Someone's going to take someone's name. And
we're hashing it out.
I'll give you a couple from my country. You can go with Guadalupe.
Guadalupe Hebison.
Yeah.
How about
or Josefina.
Heisenberg Hebison.
Oh,
that's not a little girl name. Josefina is a beautiful name.
You know what's going to be? I'm predicting to be the next trendy name.
What?
Hazel.
Hazel Hebison.
Because, okay, that's just what Emily Blunt that just named her baby Hazel?
I don't know.
And that new movie, Fault in Our Stars, the main girl's name is Hazel Grace, I'm telling you. And Julia Roberts named her daughter Hazel a few years ago.
Yeah.
Hazel is going to be, you could get ahead of the trend on that. Hazel's going to be the next. All these teenage girls, when they have their babies, it's going to be Hazel's.
Christy, my
chance. You know what? I'm serious. When I said I was going to name my daughter Emma, when I was in sixth grade, everybody was like, ew, Emma, that's an old woman's name. Yeah, it was my grandmother's name. Everybody's like, that was yucky, gross. I don't like Emma. And now it's number
everybody
two on
it.
The list.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, those old traditional names are coming back.
Does your husband like wrestling?
Uh-oh.
Not really.
No?
Oh, wait, where are you going to go?
You could have gone.
Dan Marino.
Hazel Hippie Hebison, Triple H.
Oh, JC.
That would have been great. If he liked wrestling, that way you could get it out of the way and he would like it.
One of the most popular names last year was Sophia, right? We did this list yesterday.
Yeah.
What if you kind of did a little spin on that and named her Selfie?
Yeah, okay. I think I'll pass on that one.
I don't know why he's in the room.
You should have gone to the deli during that break.
I'm going now.
All right, Christy. Well, we have till September.
Deli Hebison.
You're not naming a kid Deli.
No, we'll put together the
real
list.
Were you feeling any of those?
You know, I like Alyssa.
Because that was your choice anyway, yeah.
I do like the idea of having something Hawaiian.
Yeah.
But you're not feeling Leilani?
No, I'm not. Just because, kind of like the last person said, everyone's going to ask you how do you spell it. They already asked us that with our last name all the time.
Like Hazel.
Yeah, but she won't be going by her middle name as much.
That's true. That's true.
How do you
that's
like true. Delilah?
That's not very Hawaiian.
That's my dog's name. That's weird. What about...
That makes me think of that old DJ, the Delilah show.
Delilah.
You could do Pine with a Y, middle name Apple, because your husband loves it.
Pineapple?
Pineapple. Hawaiian.
Spelling.
We're not going with Apple either.
Oh.
Sorry. I just have to shoot that one down.
Yeah. Well, you're just not cooperating.
We'll come up...
I'm not.
We'll each come up with a name. We'll post it up at KidNation.com as well. We'll vote on it, and then we'll check in on when you give birth around September 15th and see if you want to pick one of those, okay?
Perfect. Thank you, guys.
Thank you for letting us name your child, Christy.
Alrighty.
I get so passionate about this stuff.
You do.
I just realized.
Like the name Emerson a lot. When I first heard it, her name was Emerson Rose. That's what Terry Hatcher named her baby, and I never forgot it. Emerson Rose.
So it's hard to do it for someone else because of the connotation. Like maybe she met an Emerson and it broke her heart.
And an ex-boyfriend.
Young, and then you could never do it.
I get all sweaty. I got stressed out with all these names.
I still like Sophia.
Sophia. No. See? That's better.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show is back.
And now it's time for...
Know Your Races!
Yeah!
So, take it away, Al.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, I will read a horribly offensive racial remark. If you think you know which racist said it, Kelly, I want you to holler out Cracker 1. Jenner, you holler out Cracker 2. And JC, just holler out Crazy Mexican, okay? Are you guys ready to play?
How about our own name?
Cracker 1.
Cracker 1. Yeah, just say Cracker 1.
Cracker 1.
Okay, Cracker 2.
He's a crazy Mexican.
There you go.
Okay.
We're so close to Cracker, you might not hear which one says Cracker first.
Oh, we'll know.
By the way, this is Al's bit.
This is completely my idea, so if this bombs or you're offended, I'm sorry. Just send me an email.
Now, how long did you work on this bit?
I forgot to do this. I was supposed to do it last night, but, you know, being black and, you know, the lazy stereotype, okay, I forgot.
Oh, my God. So, Al, you can't say that.
All right.
Embrace the bit, Al.
I'm embracing the bit.
Embrace the bit.
Now, I'm sure you went all over the spectrum of
We did. Okay. Yes, we did. Okay. All right. Okay, here we go. Let's start off with something light.
Okay, yeah, because this is...
Something white? What?
Light.
Oh, okay, light.
This is all light.
Uh-huh.
This whole game is light.
Here it is. Here's the quote. Jeremy Lin is a good player, but all the hype is because he's Asian. Black players do what he does every night and don't get the same praise. That was a tweet. Was it tweeted by Chelsea Handler, Kevin Hart, or Floyd Mayweather?
He's a crazy Mexican.
Cracker Deuce.
Cracker Deuce, go ahead.
I just said crazy Mexican.
Oh,
no, you're supposed
to say it, dude.
Oh, I thought I got.
Yeah, you being all funny. It cost
yeah, I thought that was.
Go ahead, Jenna.
I'm gonna say the money team, Floyd Mayweather.
Floyd Mayweather is right. Cracker 2 is on the board.
Is this a game I want to win?
No. Why can't I use my buzzer?
Apparently you
have sound effects.
Apparently you know you're racist. Okay, here's number 2.
Just one.
I know Floyd.
All right.
Oh hell yeah.
All right, let's go over here. 35% of Hawaiian population is Asian, and Asian people are not liberal by nature. They're usually more industrious and hardworking. Was that Jennifer Lopez, Oprah, or Bill O'Reilly?
I'll say it. Cracker 1.
Cracker 1.
I'll go with Bill O'Reilly.
Yeah.
Bill O'Reilly is right. Yeah. Here we have the audio.
I couldn't picture anybody else saying it.
35% of the Hawaiian population is Asian.
Right.
And Asian people are not liberal, you know, by nature. They're usually... more industrious and hardworking.
Oh,
why is that racist? If it's a compliment.
I think it's even.
Is it racist if it's a compliment?
Plain liberal people are hardworking.
Know.
And it's Bill O'Reilly. Okay.
Yeah. Here we go.
Uh-huh.
All right. Let's get a little more racist.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you missed me.
All right. Here's the quote. I have a young man in my life. His name is Hollis Johnson. He's as black as that board.
Oh, crazy Mexican.
Oh, Cracker 1.
It's too hard.
Crazy Mexican.
Wow.
I say Kelly.
Crazy Mexican.
Crazy Mexican.
Didn't have it.
Paula Deen.
Paula Deen is right. Let's go with the audio.
I have a young man in my life, and his name is Hollis Johnson. And he's black as that board.
Isn't he here?
Stand up, Hollis.
I'm going to write down Cracker 1, because I keep
forgetting. Come out here, Hollis. We can't see you standing against that dark
moon. Oh, my goodness.
Wow. Wow. That was uncomfortable.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Let's go old school. This was simply, this one's tough. This one cost a job.
Okay, this might cost a job.
The quote is, look at that monkey run.
Oh, I think I remember. But, oh gosh.
My God, you can't.
I think I remember.
That.
I remember, but I can't remember. It's an old white. Okay, give me the choices.
The choices are Bob Costas, Matt Lauer, or Howard Cosell.
Cracker One.
Howard Cosell. Howard Cosell is right. Play the audio.
Horrible. This is horrible.
Jake Gibbs wanted to get this, kid. And that little monkey gets loose, doesn't he?
God, you can't say that! You can't say that.
Oh, my God. I remember the old scratchy audio of that.
Yep. I was listening to that game. I remember that. Yep.
You're like, what?
Okay, this was actually a headline issued by which website? I'll give you the headline here. Chink in the Armor. That was about Jeremy Lin. Oh. Was that AOL.com, Yahoo.com, or ESPN.com?
Cracker two.
Yes.
Whatever I am. I'm going to say that was... ESPN.
That's what I would go with.
ESPN.com is right.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's what I would have gone with.
All righty. Here's a quote.
Oh, my goodness.
Here's a quote. The quote is, I kill all the white people in the movie. How great is that?
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, gosh. Who's a black,
was that
angry,
Eddie Murphy, angry. Will Smith, or Jamie Foxx?
Cracker one. I'll say Jamie Foxx.
It is.
That was Jamie Foxx.
It's Django Unchained.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't see it.
That's it. Shoot.
Hold on. Yes. Quick view I've just had in your game so far. All the answers have been C.
Oh, you're right. Okay. I'll mix it up.
I didn't notice that.
Al, you can't make up two answers and then be the right one.
I'll throw you off this time.
He'd be the best teacher ever, right?
can you make the SAT from here on out?
Oh, my goodness, Al.
All right. Let's see. What horribly offensive statement can I read next? 50 years ago, they would have had you hanging upside down with a fork up your blank. Was that Tiger Woods, Michael Richards, or 50 Cent?
Cracker two?
Yes.
Michael Richards.
I think that's right.
Michael Richards is correct. We have the audio.
50 years ago, they had you upside down with a fucking fork up your...
Yeah.
Oh, this is so uncomfortable.
Lovely.
It's comedy racism. Here we go.
Know your races!
This is a quote from a famous, well, person.
What?
A famous person.
I almost, if I give it to,
Yeah.
Girls from Rutgers, man, they got tattoos.
Oh, Cracker two.
What's his name?
John Imus.
That's
John
right.
John Imus. Let's play the audio.
That's some rough girls from Rutgers, man. They got tattoos and some hardcore hoes.
That's a nappy-headed hoes there.
I'm getting pissed off doing this content.
I'll take a moment to apologize for...
Well, the guy with him said hardcore hoes. Yeah. I never heard that before.
Wait,
I've always never shadowed.
Again, we are playing Big Al's idea. This is Big Al's idea.
His
game, Know Your Racist.
Know Your Racist. We're having fun with racially offensive comments.
I think JC's throwing it on purpose. He doesn't want to be the one that knows all the racism.
Or it's, you know, the culture and news.
Yeah. Donnie Bonnie. Yeah.
Okay, who said this? Tell Yao Ming, Ching Chang Chang Wow Wow Wow.
Oh,
was
God.
It Shaquille O'Neal, Mark Wahlberg, or Johnny Depp?
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, that's not who I thought it was. I'm going to get Cracker One.
I'll
go with Mark Wahlberg.
No, you don't know your races, Kelly Raspberry. Cracker Two for the steal.
Is that racist?
I'm going to go with the first one.
Shaquille O'Neal. That is correct.
Yeah.
Wow.
And our last one is old school.
Oh, I have no chance of winning. Oh, Jenna's already won.
This is the last one.
This is our last one. I know. Maybe we'll come back next week and have edition two of Know Your Race.
That would mean you'd have to do it in advance, Al.
If they take over coaching like everybody wants them to, there's not going to be anything left for the white people. All of the players are black. The only thing the white people control is the coaching jobs. Is that Muhammad Ali, Jimmy the Greek, or LeBron James?
Cracker two.
Cracker two.
LeBron.
No!
Yes.
Cracker one. I'm going to go with the Greek guy.
Jimmy the Greek is correct. Play the audio,
if
please,
Shannon. If they take over coaching like everybody wants them to, there's not going to be anything left for the white people. I mean, all the players are black. I mean, the only thing that the whites control is the coaching jobs.
By the way, the last few after we called Al out for saying,
yeah, he switched them up.
It was B. Every single one of them was B after we told him every one of them was C.
Uh-huh.
So congratulations to Jenna for knowing her.
Jenna knows her racist.
Yeah.
I'm number two.
That's okay. I'm okay.
You okay with that?
Well, I came in dead last.
There's a lot of sport, so I'll just take it as I know some. Yeah, it doesn't make
you racist to know the answers or less racist that you lose, JC.
Oh, you missed me.
If anything, it makes me less because that means I follow.
Racist?
I follow like Floyd Mayweather. Yes, I'm racist. I follow Floyd.
Oh, we've been taken off the air?
The network's coming.
Did that bit take us off the air?
Yep. Ladies and gentlemen,
hello?
We are experiencing technical difficulties. Please stand by.
But we didn't mean it was Al's fault.
I've got to go see the big boss. I've got to go see the boss in the office. Sorry, y'all.
Be sure to stay tuned for Jeopardy.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.